Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey everybody, good evening. Thank you once again for tuning in. It's your buddy, White Witch Casimir, aka J-Tree. I'm here today, and we're still going strong, even with everything that's going on. It's been difficult to have a right frame of mind and mindset over the past couple weeks, and it's just progressively has gotten not a lot worse, but it's gotten worse where it finally took a toll on me. I had to take about 3 days and just do nothing and lay around and relax and not be attached to social media, not watching any news, not watching any of this, not talking to anybody that would bring up the sensitive subjects that were going on. It's been very exhausting and draining to me. But I, once again, I persevere as I always do, and I know that you all do too, and you look up to me to give you guidance and help through this. But I just wanted you to know that there's the human side of me too, though, that does feel very deeply about some of the things, actually all of the things that are going on in the world right now. It's been extremely difficult for me, I'm not going to lie. It's been horrific. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to go on that tonight with the show. It's going to be more upbeat and good stuff tonight once again. So before we go any further, I'd like to once again introduce my partner in crime, my wizard buddy, Reverend Adam.
Hey there. Thank you for having me on the show again.
It's great to have you back again.
It's always a pleasure.
So we were talking outside the studio the other day, and there's so much that's going on and so many things that we try to do. You know, we've got the solstice coming up, June 21st. It's still not too late to get your tickets for $25 a piece. Go to the website, wiccantreeoflife.com, W-I-C-C-A-N. Sorry. Yes, wiccantreeoflife.com to go ahead and get your tickets. They're $25 each. It's going to be like a Zoom meeting. We're going to be doing ritual, of course. We'll be doing prayers. We'll have food. We'll also have probably a bunch of other things. Maybe we can get some guests to come and stop by as well. Or Zoom in and be part of it with us. I can think of quite a few people that I would like to actually be involved. One being my coven. Another one being my online group that I have. So if you're interested, by all means, please go and get your ticket. It's not too late. We'll be doing that. I believe we have it scheduled from 7 to 10 Eastern time. I forget.
Reverend Adam's
going to take a look and he's going to see. But that's coming up. So that's also the longest day of the year, remember? It's when we have the most daylight to do the most wonderful things. It's a shift. It's a pinnacle point in our year. It is the halfway mark of the year being halfway done. And as we know, that the days are going to start getting shorter and colder.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's nice to have the warmth finally back again. It's been nice to be able to go outside. And then when you come inside in the air conditioning and it feels so nice, you don't realize it when you're stuck inside working in an office environment, which incidentally I'm still working. So that's a good sign too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good plus. I've been very, very busy lately. I've been doing extremely well. Still have the apprenticeship that's available to you for $40 a week or $150 over the course of the month. Go ahead and give me a call at 678-791-8913 or apply it or go to my website, wiccantreeoflife.com, and sign up for the apprenticeship. There's many ways. You can send me an email at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. So let's get into tonight. One of the things that I thought I would do since the solstice is coming up is
just an announcement. The event that we're hosting for, oh, wait a minute. It's the wrong event. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
I don't understand what you're trying to do. Anyway, the show is going to be on creating rituals because it's one of the things that we're doing for the solstice that's coming up in June this year, this month on the 21st that we have scheduled. So while some Wiccans quite happily and very successfully focus on spellcasting, rituals are the next more formal stage of magic. Like spells, rituals can be carried out alone or with others. You may recognize some of the stages I describe in this chapter from, and now we'll learn about them in more detail. So there's the drawing down the moon ritual, which have many variations. There's informal magic groups. There's formal covens, which practice monthly on the full moon. So there's a lot of different things. One of the things you want to do is you want to make offerings in the ritual. So basically offerings, which are usually natural materials such as flowers, petals, herbs, or crystals, often take the place of a focus symbol. And as you make them, you can request enough for your needs to be a little more, and in return, offer your service and others and the planet. Each of these has a magical significance and can discover on its own. So then there's the pre-ritual. You want to decide the right time, the date for the ritual, as well as the appropriate incense fragrances, candle colors, stones, crystals, offerings. Make sure that you have your four elements. Always bring sage, blessed salt, things like that, you know, that you're going to have for any kind of ritual or for any kind of magical circle, for instance. So there's a lot of things that you can do out there. And remember, one of the things that I always tell my students is that who is to tell you what is the right or wrong way for you to celebrate your individuality? And I put it exactly that way because that's exactly what it is. It's your individuality. Just because I do things one way, it doesn't mean that that's the right way or the wrong way. And I'm here to guide you and celebrate you and help you get through this transition of being a baby witch or somebody who's just got a little bit of knowledge or even somebody that has a lot of knowledge that just wants to have more. I'm here to help you and support you and to celebrate you because no one can tell you that it's right or wrong. What you feel in your heart and in your mind, in your focus, that's what matters. That's what's the most important thing. I tell people all the time, you have three more powerful things than you could possibly imagine that are attached to your body. The first one is your mind. The second one is your heart. And the third one is your hand. You have the perfect trinity and trifecta to be able to cast any time that you want to and do anything that you want to. Remember, as I said before in past podcasts on The Witch's Inn, that, for instance, we have our individuality and we do what we can and want to, and we do it the way we want to because we are all individual. We have the magic in us. We have to develop it. It's something that has been blocked, and it's something that we all have a given right to. So if you don't believe that you have magic in you, pay more attention to some of the signs that you might have. Like, how often do you have a deja vu, for instance? There's a good subject there, because either you've seen this before, or you have sat there and you have gone ahead and you have made a decision in a past time, and you're revisiting it now. So remember, there's a lot of different signs too, that when do you get that flicker out of your eye or out of the corner of your eye, you see a white spot, you turn, you look, and it's not there anymore. Do you ever walk through a hallway or into a room and feel a cold spot? You're in tune to, and what we decide to do with those attunements is what happens and what helps develop. Now, if you have an open mind and open heart, you are more apt to have more of a developmental stage that you will find, because you will get to a point to where you'll find something that interests you, and you'll sit there and you'll say, okay, well, let me develop this and let me see what I'm capable of doing, and taking, for instance, the third eye, removing fluoride or as much fluoride as you can out of your everyday use. They do make toothpastes without fluoride that do the same exact thing, and get rid of, stop drinking like the tap water and start drinking bottled water. Because the more that you release that fluoride out of your system and you flush it out, the more chances you have for your pineal gland to be more open, which will open your third eye. You'll have more lucid dreaming. I mean, it's all connected. So these are just like some of the things that we think about when we are getting ready for a ritual too. Because remember, when we get to that point where, especially if it's a full moon that's on the solstice or something like that, the power alone is amazing. So I think what we'll do is we'll cut to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Don't forget, the website is WiccanTreeOfLife.com, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. And also, you can find us on Facebook on WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Want to give a quick shout-out to a good friend of mine, and she's a Black-owned business, and I'm really proud of everything that she's done. Great mornings, coffee and tea. Give yourself a chance to give Chris a call and have her help you find the best teas and coffees and flavored sugars. Remember, that's greatmorningscoffeeandtea.com. Also, we'd like to say special thanks to MerlinStaff.com and Psych Talk Radio for having us and hosting us on the show. That's MerlinStaff.com. So those are just some avenues. There's some good stuff that's there. Don't forget to get your ticket for the solstice. As well as there are many other things that will be coming up. There's new products that are added all the time on both websites. There's dream catchers, there's scribes, there are a multitude of things. Less salt, stage sticks, you name it, we've got it. Jewelry. And then I want to start maybe promoting books and things like that and seeing maybe if we can start doing drop shipping and getting some vendors to help us out with that. So I'd like to see maybe about adding that. Or links to like Barnes & Noble or something, you know what I mean, affiliate links or something. So at any rate, we have some callers in the queue, and don't forget, if you want to call in, the phone number to call in is 323-642-1694. Again, it's 323-642-1694. I'd love to talk to you. Let's start off with a caller tonight. Adam, if you want to read off what it is.
First caller tonight is area code 502. First three digits are 525. Hello, caller. You're live on air with Jay Tree and Reverend Adam.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can you hear us okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you can tell me if my kids and I were going to get back together.
Okay. You know, my initial feeling on this is that it's going to be a journey ahead. It's going to be a road full of bumps. However, you getting back together with your kids will happen in the future. I can't tell you when, and I can't tell you how. But I can tell you it is going to happen.
Okay. Can you tell me if my daughter is going to survive breast cancer?
Ah. You know, long as she gets into the right frame of mind, anything is beatable. But we want to thank you for calling in and wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Next caller tonight, you are speaking with J Tree and Reverend Adam. This is area code 734-344. Hello, caller. You were live on air.
Hello.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just like I was just calling to listen in and getting ready to go to work. So I was calling to listen in and hear what to hear ideas to do for the solstice, because that's also my son's birthday. So.
Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, are you enjoying the show so far?
Yes, I am. This is my morning. So now I'm on midnight now. So this is my morning. So this is my morning call.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm waking up with you guys.
That's wonderful, because that means that we're going to set the tone for your whole entire night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are. Because I'm working until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh. So you got a question for tonight, hon?
Yeah. I was wondering if you saw anything about, I talked to you about what they're doing with my job. About whether I'm still going to have it next year or if things are going to change.
Well, I've been kind of checking on that for you here and there to see what I feel out and everything. And all I keep getting, Hope, is that you got nothing to worry about. You've got a very strong foundation. You don't have to worry about losing your job. You have too much that's there to like you too much.
Okay.
You're good at what you do. You take care of the job when you're there. You do what you're supposed to do. And that's a big difference compared to what they used to have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is, very
you
much.
You know,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just agreeing. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting the same feeling. I just wanted basically confirmation because I figured there was no reason I'm worrying about something I really couldn't control anyway. So.
Understandable.
But that was
so,
all.
What
I
else
just
is,
wanted to call in. Huh?
What else do you have going on that, are you doing anything with Chris for solstice yet, or have you not decided, or?
I am still trying to figure out. We were going to take him camping to up by the – it's not at the UP, but it's close to the UP. There's a beautiful waterfall and campground up there that he wants to go to. But we're probably going to hold off on that till the end of this month.
Okay.
So I'm probably just going to take him somewhere to eat.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I don't get much time with him. Whatever she says I get is what I get. So I'm
great.
Just going to do what
he
wants.
Does he have a favorite place that he likes to go and eat?
Olive Garden.
Well.
You know, so be it. If that's what he enjoys, that's what he enjoys, and that brings joy to his heart.
Yep, so that's what we're going to do. And then I'm going to come home and do my thing as long as I'm not working.
Okay, beautiful. And do you have any witchy questions for tonight's show?
Not that I, like I said, I'm just waking up. My brain isn't in full function yet. But not yet. Not that I can think of right now. I'm doing a lot of studying and a lot of my assignment, so.
Very good.
We have time probably, Friday night anyways, I'll probably call you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys have a blessed evening, and I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We've gotten some more callers in the queue now. Are you ready for the next caller, Jaytree?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Next caller of the evening is 973. First three digits are 704. Hello, caller. Do you have a question or a comment on tonight's topic?
Yes. Hi. I have a question. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with, please?
I'm sorry. My name is Tina from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina. What can we help you with, honey?
Hi, yes. I would like to ask about a relationship with Todd.
All right. Let's see here. One moment as I tune in. Jaytree, you're welcome to step in anytime.
Thank you.
Not getting much on this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there communication issues off of the bat? The first thing we're getting is communication issues.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Are there communication issues going on between you and this person right now?
He's kind of quiet a little bit.
Okay, that's what I mean. The first thing we were picking up on were communication issues between you and this person. Okay? It does look like things can improve, but one of the things that I want you to do is completely express how you feel, what you're looking for, what you expect, and you're going to do this without hesitation, okay? You don't need to sugarcoat it. You don't need to walk on eggshells. You need to be very clear and precise with them what it is that you want. And this is all about communication and unblocking that throat chakra. So, Jaytree, do you have any suggestions towards unblocking the throat chakra for her?
Speak with your voice. Be not assertive, but have strength in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a way to do that, Tina, to get your point across and to be firm, but not be hurtful. You know what I mean? And it's a real fine line because you have so much inside of you you want to express and you're just so afraid to.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's because of something in your past, maybe something as a child or something, you were talked to a certain way and it stuck with you like all the way through your adult life too up to today. And you don't like to use that tone because it reminds you of it.
Yeah. So maybe a little epigenetic healing would be nice for her. Okay.
Yeah,
you're welcome to get like a blue topaz or a sodalite, a lapis lazuli, a aquamarine. Eat blue and purple fruits and vegetables like grapes, maybe eggplant. Trying to think what else is purple. Red cabbage right now is great. Beets if you like them. Anything that has that deep
blueberries
color to it. Blueberries can also be purple too. Yeah. So those are some ideas of what you can do naturally, hon, to help yourself.
Things would help unblock that throat chakra a little bit because right now the thing is that you're trying to manifest in your life. And a lot of times what happens is what we manifest is the same cycles over and over and over again, and it always ends up the same way for the most part. You're in that point where you can manifest now, but you have to unblock your throat. You're working on healing all the other areas, including the heart, and you're opening up again. So now it's time to open up that throat chakra. Thank you for calling in and tuning in to tonight's show.
Please call in. I would love to talk to you again, Tina.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
You know, one of the things that I forgot to mention was that a simple thing that you can do with your throat chakra is that you can sit there and you have a favorite singer, for instance, that you like to sing along with. Even if you don't sing well, you like to sing along with. And that will help you develop your throat chakra. That will help you unblock it because not only with the power that you're pushing out, but also the vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I meant to mention that tonight, and I'm so sorry that I totally missed the bus on that one.
Well, I've distracted you a little bit tonight as well, trying to fiddle around with the system and get things in order. So nonetheless, we're not always that prepared to do these shows, and sometimes these shows are really off the cuff. But we thank our audience for tuning in and being patient with us.
Shooting from the hip.
Mm-hmm. Our next caller tonight is area code 973. First three digits are 393. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and do you have a question or comment on tonight's topic? Hello, caller 973-393, you're live and on air.
I don't even need it. You need it. You don't even need it.
Okay, it sounds like she may have pocket dialed her number. I don't know.
Well, she said that they didn't need it, whatever it was.
Well, they don't need it.
They don't need it.
Many blessings.
Well,
next caller is 111111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air, and please say your name, where you're calling from, and do you have a question or comment on tonight's topic?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful,
Lisa.
How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. It's a little hot in New York City.
Oh, I imagine so, yes.
Before you go any further, honey, let me ask you, how are you holding up still?
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding up pretty well. I mean, with all the riding, I kind of stayed away from it because people were getting hurt, so I didn't go into any of those areas.
Oh, good. Thank goodness for that. Okay, so now that my heart is back in my chest, what can we help you with?
All right, so I have a question. I have picked up on, I'm finding out now that I have biological sisters and brothers that I have not met. And one of the energies of my sister, it comes in so strong. I believe she's a doctor. And I just wanted to see, I'm going to reach out to them, but I keep seeing like winter. Would that be a better time to reach out to her or try to find her?
I have an incredible announcement to make. She's a white witch.
She's what, you said?
She's a white witch. She's like I am.
Oh, you know what? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am getting the most amazing vibration off of this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I'm intuitive with myself, but she's coming in strong. Wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's, that's why she's a doctor.
She's just like Lisa, but Lisa didn't follow that path in this lifetime.
No, she's that's why she's a doctor, is because she's a white witch, and she's one, man, she's a powerful white witch.
Mm-hmm.
One day I would love to meet her.
Okay, I'm going to find her, because I pick up on her energy so strong. It's like, for example, we meet, we just never separate.
I'm just getting this. She's like all adorned in white, and there's like this breeze that's like blowing through, and her hair is in the wind. And I mean, she just, I can't see her face. I can't physically see like any kind of attributes or anything like that. All I'm getting is just like little bits, but I'll bet you anything, if I tuned in hard enough,
mm-hmm.
I could probably.
Oh, wow. I cannot wait to meet her. Oh my, I know we resemble. I know that. I can see, like, when I laugh, I can feel her, like, she laughs the same way. I just cannot wait to meet her.
And you will meet her, and the right divine timing will reveal itself to you. So one thing we want to share with you is that trust in your own inner intuition. Okay?
And energy, yes. Tune in to who you are.
So if a specific time is what really stands out to you, you know,
all right.
How long have you been practicing the arts of manifestation?
I haven't delved in it much as I should, But I kind of spend maybe about 1 to 2 minutes a day meditating.
That's a good start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're a natural magical being yourself. And it's time for you to start to claim that. A part of your family coming together and realizing you have all these biological relatives out there, and that's the beauty of it. It's time for your awakening. It's time for your family's awakening.
It's part of the shift.
And it's because you're stepping into your own power now as well during this shift that's going on globally.
Yeah, it's because of the shift. That's why everybody's your whole family has some sort of magical ability with them and to them that binds you guys all. And it's something that you guys have carried for generations. It's not something that it's just because you're part of this family now. You have always been part of this family. And that one sister, you have always been the closest and the most connected to.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Even I do have, like, my own real sister that my mother had. I'm close to her, but it's like I'm closer to this biological sister even more. It's just that I can feel the love and the energy. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, I wish I could be there when you guys finally meet. It's going to be a magical experience.
Wonderful.
Don't worry. I will be calling you guys back, letting you know everything. So I'm going to wait until that divine moment.
You're more than welcome to. We would love to talk to you more. I had relayed information that you can contact me at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can find me on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. So, you know, if you want to connect with me on Facebook or on my website, please, by all means, I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your name?
Jay. I'm the host of the show on Casimir.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Okay, I will. I promise.
All right, you take care.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I haven't gotten a reading off of somebody like that in like a long time where I just literally could. She would be in the next room. That's how vivid it was.
Very good.
And the energy was just amazing.
Very telepathic.
Well, I am developing my third eye.
Nice.
Well.
Our next caller's in the hello. Is
room service.
Eric code 610. First three digits are 357. Hello, caller. You are live and on air now. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Or a comment on tonight's topic?
I have a question.
Okay.
I applied
Please
to this schooling and I completed everything I'm supposed to get sent into them, and I'm just waiting for a decision to see if I'm going to get in or not yet for this fall 2020. And I want to know, am I going to get in this fall?
In the school. Did you, have you, is this the only school you applied to, or is this where your major is?
It's the school where my major is.
Okay. And what's your major, honey?
It's in nursing.
Oh. Yes, you're going to be, please. Yes, you're going to be. Oh,
you're getting goodness. It.
You're getting it. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. I was really worried about it. That's why.
Because you have the heart of an angel to even be in that. You've always been very calm in a kind of a haphazard situation where you've had to be the one to keep everybody calm or whatever the case is with like if someone got injured, you always took care of them. Or do you have younger brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
I kind of gathered that because I felt that about you, that you've always been the one to watch over them and to help them when there wasn't an adult around.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should be a shoo-in for that. What's your first name, honey?
Shayna.
Okay, Shayna, it's nice to meet you. I should have asked you that beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be your first semester. Like, have you done anything for pre-nursing? Like, have you like done vocational work or anything like that too, or is this just something walking into?
Well, I'm gonna be considered a transfer student. I've completed like all my prereqs for it already.
Okay.
So if I'm gonna be transferring from where I'm at to there, because I already graduated with my associate's degree in general
Good
studies.
Good for you.
Thank you. So I'm switching to nursing now.
I think it's great that you grabbed a hold of that and you said, I took general studies. Well, at least you got an associate's degree in something. And then you finally decided what you wanted to do. You didn't wait 20 years like most of us do. We go to school right out of high school into college and we graduate. And then 20 years later, we're like, nope, we don't like this career. No, let's change it. That's just my own personal experience. So I applaud you that you have – it took you a while to get to where you want to be, but you're on a path now. And I think that you're amazing for taking your time and being sure before you made that decision, because you know that being a nurse is going to be a lot of work. And you have the strength, you have the stability, the brain power. There's no reason why you're not going to come out of this having an A and being able to say, okay, well, I want to work at this hospital or this place, or that place. Because regardless of, you know, when you graduate, whether you take a year, a 2 year, a 4 year, whatever you do, masters, what have you, you know, there's always going to be a position for you, and you can always do hands on too. So I mean, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Keep on the good path that you're on right now. You're going to be fine, honey.
Many blessings. Stay okay. Confident in knowing that you will achieve and you will gain whatever it is that you need to gain.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in and have a great night.
You too.
Our next and I believe our final caller of the evening is area code 856-429. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and do you have a question or a comment on tonight's topic?
A question. It's Rosemarie. How are you?
Hi, Rosemarie. How are you doing?
Again. Hi, Rosemarie.
How are you?
Wonderful. I always remember Rosemarie because I love your name and your raspy voice goes so well together.
How are you? Don't I have a lot on my plate, so I was wondering what's coming up for me for the next week or so. I called some friends yesterday and this morning and no response, so a lot going on, so whatever you guys can get.
You know, over this next week, a lot of truth is going to be revealed to you. And this truth is going to lead you to a clearer, more precise path. And that path, the clearer it becomes, the faster your goals will be achieved. I'm feeling that also there's a few more new doorways opening up these next few weeks for you. And that's going to be wonderful because these doorways are not just in one area, but all areas of your life. So it's about trusting yourself, and it's about trusting and knowing that you're going to make decisions that are going to best benefit you. But you can't be afraid of making decisions for fear that you might make the wrong one. Know that there is always a good and a bad that comes of every decision, and it's how we learn from that good and that bad that determines our future.
And Rosemarie, this goes for all the callers out there, that if you want things to be different and to change, especially when you're at doorways and things like that, there will be signs, there will be things that the universe will throw at you. If you're in a thrift store and you see a set of keys that are laying there that are for sale, by all means, buy them. Keep them, because the universe is trying to tell you you need these keys to open up your doors. It's all about symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what you believe. But believe me, this helps. this will help you manifest. This will help you open up your peripheral doors, your other doors, the things that are ahead of you, the things you need to open for you to manifest and do the things that you need to. You are on the wrong side of this door. It needs to be opened, and you need to have a set of keys. So, again, if you find them at a thrift store, Goodwill, what have you, then go ahead and buy them, even if they're like $10 or something like that. Take them, bring them home with you, and say, okay, I'm ready for these doors to open. And you'll be surprised with the conviction and the thought process that you have and the ability that you have within you that you can do this yourself too, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best of luck out there. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you, Rosemary. Have a good night.
Be safe. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, beautiful. I believe we've gotten through all the callers tonight. If we haven't gotten through to you, I do apologize, but you are not visible as your hand is not raised within the queue.
All right, so again, we were talking about rituals and everything like that. If you want to know more about how to put rituals together, it is one of the learning modules in my apprenticeship that goes for $40 a week or $150 per month. Welcome to go ahead and sign up at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. There is a spot there. And if you do sign up, there's a questionnaire that goes along with it. So I just wanted to make that added that to it. We want to say special thanks again to MerlinsStaff.com, MerlinsStaff.com. WiccanTreeOfLife.com. We also want to say special thanks out to our friend Chris over there at GreatMorningsCoffeeAndTea.com for all your specialty coffees, teas, and flavored sugars. Don't forget to sign up and get your ticket for the solstice celebration that we'll be doing on the 21st of June at 7 p.m. at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. There's a place there to get tickets. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you're welcome to send them to WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. Everything will be read and answered. Don't forget that WiccanTreeOfLife.com for your Facebook page as well. Don't forget to stop by, give us a like, and say, hey, Jay, what's going on? Good to see you. Good to talk to you. So I really don't have much else left to say tonight other than a blessing to everybody that called in tonight as well as everybody else. God and Goddess, we ask you to cover us and to surround us with light. Give us the love and the unconditional love we need to portray into this world and into raising our vibration in order to bring us to the beings that we are, with the love and with the hope that we have that we will persevere. We will get through this. We are all part of the same family, and we love without condition. We are connected. We are all bound by each other. We watch out for each other. We love each other. We don't care about color, creed, religion, sex, or orientation. And God and Goddess, if you could please keep this movement for Black Lives Matter going, please bring this to the forefront. Bring this to the light. Make the hatred and the resentment and the bigotry and the biased people. Black Lives Matter. I am a firm believer in that. I am all behind it. As long as it's peaceful, please, brothers and sisters, make sure that if you are doing any kind of demonstrating that you're peaceful.
Peaceful and safe.
From above, so below, earth, air, water, fire, north, south, east, and west, and especially spirit, guide us. This we ask of thee, as it's written above, may be written below.
No.
May no harm come
no.
to no one.
Still motivated.
Thank you, everybody, for calling tonight and tuning in. It was great. Tune in next Wednesday at 8 p.m. for our next exciting episode of The Witch Is In.
Beautiful. Thank you, J-Tree. And remember, all lives matter. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir.
Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.